consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If you can, grab a Bible, open it up, and join us as we consider His Word. Before we begin, there's a couple of things I want to remind you about. First of all, there's our little prayer journal. If you would simply write to us, we'd love to send you a little prayer journal. It's a little book where you can write down your prayer requests. When somebody says, pray for me, you can pull out your little book and write it down in there. Keep track of when God answers those prayers. It's a little small book. It'll fit right in your shirt pocket, fits easily in a Bible case or in a purse. And we would love to send you one of these absolutely free. All you have to do is write to us and we'll send you one. Now listen, I'm going to make you this promise. When you write to us, I'm not going to be filling your inbox. I'm not going to be writing your letter after letter after letter. It'll be a simple transaction. Write to us. We'll send you the prayer list or prayer journal. And that's the last that you will hear from us. We will not write to you again. And so the prayer journal is absolutely free. Just contact us. Let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. So there are several ways you can get one. You can go to the website at considerhisword.org. There you'll find a number of things. One of the things you'll find there is all of the messages in this series. Just click on the link that says Radio Programs. But you'll also see a link that says Contact Us. And if you'll simply go there, again, send us your address, tell us where you're hearing the broadcasts, and request the prayer journal, and we will send it to you. Again, considerhisword.org. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Most write to us through the regular mail. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, there's one other thing I want to tell you about. This month, during the month of June, we're offering our book, Consider His Word. Now, we only make this offer a couple of times a year, and so now is the time to get it. Now is a great time to get it. Consider His Word is a devotional book. It will actually guide you where you can read the Bible through in a year, or you can just read the Bible for today, the verse for today, and the devotion for today, and so however you want to do it. It makes a great gift, by the way. The book is $25, and that's it. There's no additional postage, no additional fees or anything like that. If you'll write to us, send us a check for $25 and request the book, then we'll get that in the mail to you. Again, postage paid, $25. So send it to the address we mentioned before. I'll give it to you one more time so that you can order the book. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, this program is listener-supported, so it's through the mail, through your gifts, and through these your donation for this book that this program is funded, so we appreciate your help for that. Let's get to the Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We've been talking about the gospel and how the gospel is good news. Let's read this Scripture. 1 Corinthians 15, Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Notice Paul specifically said that I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. It breaks down to this: the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is the gospel. And your whole salvation depends on what you do with that gospel. Do you believe that gospel? The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's your belief, your faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ that brings to you God's salvation. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you know, without any question or doubt, that when you leave this earth, you'll be with the Lord in heaven? Can you say, I know? Or do you say, well, I hope so. You know, many people will say, well, I hope so, or I'm trying. Even once had a preacher stand up and say, I want to go to heaven and I'm doing the best I can. Well, you know what? The best you could do will not get you to heaven. It's your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we've been talking about the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's the good news. Gospel means good news. And over the last couple of weeks, we looked at how the good news, the gospel, demonstrated God's love toward us. We looked last week at how the gospel deletes our sin debt. Today, I want to look at this, how that the gospel is good news because it determines my destiny. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Notice he says, we shall be saved. Now, what do I mean by saved? But, you know, it's a word you may hear many times and hear often, but what are we talking about? What does it mean to be saved? To be saved literally means to be saved from hell, to be saved from God's wrath. And it means for us that we'll spend eternity in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the gospel determines our destiny. You know, there are only two possibilities. It's laid out for us. Remember back in John chapter 3 when Jesus met Nicodemus, and many people are familiar with the verse 16 of John chapter 3 that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life in him. You see, that shall not perish means that if you trust Christ, if you believe in the resurrection, that you will have eternal life in Christ. You see, there's only two destinies. It's either heaven or hell. At the end of that chapter, John said it this way, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. You know, it comes down to this. Your relationship with God can only be in two ways. Either God is your judge, and he will judge your sin. The only judgment, the only verdict is death. The wages of sin is death. And the only sentence is the wrath of God that comes upon you and being eternally separated from God. I said there's only two destinies. That is one of them. The wrath of God separated from God in a sinner's hell. The other option is heaven. And the only way that you can obtain heaven is by your faith in Jesus Christ. You know, it doesn't matter how good you are. You know, you often hear somebody say, well, he's a good person. He might be a good person, but that won't get him into heaven. Some people think that just getting baptized, that'll do it. Now, you just get wet if you're not trusting Christ as your Savior. Some people think that they can just somehow give enough or be good enough or do enough. There's nothing you can do by yourself that would get you into heaven. It's got to be through the Lord Jesus Christ and his death on the cross from you. And so it's either heaven or hell. And Jesus promises that heaven. 1 John 2:25, John said, this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Again in John 6:47, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. You see what it comes down to? Every time it's by faith. Every time it's by trusting Christ as your Savior, by believing him. Back in John chapter 1, the Bible says, John 1, this is 11 and 12, it says that Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. Read the New Testament. It's all about trusting Christ, belief in the resurrection. You realize that once the disciples were on their own, when Jesus had ascended into heaven, it was the resurrection that they preached. Every message that you read in the book of Acts, every message that you read in the epistles comes down to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So the question is this, do you believe it? Are you putting your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Remember when Jesus was standing before the grave of Lazarus? And he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And then he asked this question, do you believe it? The gospel is good news because it determines my destiny, a home in heaven. Thanks for listening today. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.